Wake up, wake up.
Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and you're listening to another episode of Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I go over the what's, where's, who, how's, when's, and oh my gods of raising my two kids. This is an incredibly exhausting but ultimately rewarding experience. Let's chat.
Now let's get on with the show.
Welcome back. Well, sort of. This is just a preview. A preview of what's to come for Series 3. You're going to hear some old voices, some new voices, and a very age-old question. What are we proud of teaching our kids? Enjoy this tiny little segment. New episodes begin coming in next week. That's right, June, whatever that date is. Brand new episodes every Monday, 8 a.m., Spotify, Apple, Google, generally wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy this short preview.
So the thing that you taught your kids that you're most proud of?
Just that you're proud.
What is something you're proud of that you've taught your kids?
Definitely the taste in music.
Taste in music.
Octopus song, which is Octopus's Garden from the Beatles.
Octopus.
Yeah. Been request, I want the Octopus song. We know exactly that one. And Lily is Obla Di Obla Da. Yes. Oh, also when she was younger, we will, because she didn't say rock you.
Reese's room.
I'll come back now.
I'm proud of teaching my kids how to pee standing up. Let's face it.
You don't have the equipment.
Ask for help once, demand help the second time, and then just take care of the situation the third time.
Okay, so what I wrote down in my notes is that James taught his kids how to drive really fast.
That also.
And he just drops a philosophical bomb on us. So, proud of you.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh. I'm just trying not to raise assholes.
That's a valuable lesson. Okay.
Albert, edit that.
I'm proud to teach our kids to split.
I did
teach my son how to do that.
It's not as cool. We already have the equipment.
I'm proud to show them that what discipline is and how life can't be given.
Yes, sir.
You can't be given everything in a silver platter. So I think understanding.
Yes, sir.
And the respect for money and understanding where it comes from.
Again, philosophical when I said chess, but I'm poor and the love of games.
What do you got, Cop?
So I'm not sure about my youngest, but for my oldest, I taught her a while back that nothing lasts forever. And I didn't realize how valuable a lesson that was going to be, but it really stuck around because she picked it up when she was about 3 or 4. And that's really, really helped me in a lot of situations with explaining things to her. Not just deaths in the family, but a lot of stuff. So nothing lasts forever. That has worked out with my oldest so far. My youngest, on the other hand, just knows how to punch me in the soft spots. So.
Going serious here is Lily will make friends with anybody. Doesn't matter what they look like, how they're acting, you know. If they have, you know, special needs, a lot of kids tend to shy away from those. She makes friends with everybody. And teachers have commented on that, even how sweet she is to everyone that she meets. And I appreciate that so much about her.
Yeah. I've met Lily literally twice, and she gave me a hug twice today so far. So I'm over the moon. Yes, she's super sweet.
She's
really
big on manners.
Yes, manners. Big
time. Oh, just for context, these are all Texas friends.
Y'all.
Manners is something that the South...
Get that horse out of here. What?
Well, mostly. Manners is something that people care about. Okay, I'm going to come back later.
So, in your opinion, what is the best thing, greatest thing, the thing you are most proud of teaching our kids and or just a kid? She's there, I promise. She's contemplating.
I mean, I guess the thing that comes to mind is just always put away all the toys before we watch something on TV.
What kind of lesson is that teaching them?
To keep a tidy house and sane parents.
Tidy room, tiny mind. Is that right?
What?
Tidy room, tidy mind.
Oh. Tiny mind.
I might have.
Something like that.
Any philosophical teachings?
I think we're too young for that.
Probably. Okay. Your parenting philosophy?
Well, with regard to toys and stuff, at least. I like, my goal has always been to acquire toys that are fairly, like, blank slates, building tools and that kind of thing, like Magna tiles and blocks and coloring stuff or whatever, so that you can create rather than just doing something that has a prescribed use over and over again. But at least with, like, whoop! All right. Good job. Nice recovery. With the Megazord, I'm glad that he's, like, morphing it into, like, a Vulture's Zord or whatever, so at least he's...
Super fast fish sword.
Right. Still using his engineering mind to create with it.
Yeah. We've also done a good job of fostering creativity. He's got Explorer outfits, thanks Aunt Linda. And he likes being a scientist.
I had a blow bat instead of a blue one.
Okay.
A what? A blue bag. What kind of bag?
Not blue bag.
Blue bat?
Oh.
For your laser bat?
Baseball bat?
Yeah. All right, this has gone off the rails.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the podcast by liking, sharing, and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at SDSTPodcast. You can follow me personally on my Instagram and Twitters at KCOLRACM. That's at ColRackM. And finally, a big shout out to Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection and writing our really awesome song. All right. See you next time.